Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1. We all probably have seen a few episodes of Shark Tank over the years.
Yeah.
You know the concept, hopefully, that people come with their inventions and ideas, and then rich investors are on the stage to judge those ideas, whether or not they're viable and would be a great business, and then they will sort of bid on whether or not. Sometimes everyone says no, sometimes, you know, a few of them will say yes, and they'll battle it out. Well, one of the investors named Damon John, he filed for a restraining order against some former contestants.
Oh.
So one of the investors says they need a restraining order. This is what this is allegedly had happened. He requested the order against some people who came to the show with their Bubba Q's boneless baby back ribs truck.
And boneless baby back ribs, that's genius.
Right.
How'd they do that?
Right. So they had already done okay with this business and they needed to take it to the next level. So Damon John agreed to be a part of their business. And in the beginning on the show, he said that he would invest $300,000 in their business and he would like to have 30% of the company.
Okay.
And that was in 2013.
All right. Seems
so
like
that's what
deal.
The Bakers, who he has filed a restraining order against, claim that he said on the show, which you can go back and watch it. So it's pretty clear.
So the contestants say this is what he said.
This is what he said.
By the way, it was captured on film.
Right. Now, the family claimed that that he went on to revise the terms of the investment. Instead of offering $300,000, he offered $100,000 and for 35% of the company.
Oh, so he did like what? A quick change? How can you do that?
I don't know. Well, you say it's one thing on TV and they go, great, we'll take that offer. And then you change it. I don't know. I don't think it's good business to do that. Here are some people
who are
asking for
help.
Well,
also, you literally have
him
on tape saying it. So how is he going to prove that that wasn't what he said?
Right. So they're saying that this is what he allegedly wanted to do. And then he also wanted to take the company into business with Rastelli Foods Group.
Okay.
I don't know if he has any stake in that. I'm assuming he does. So they further allege that they've only seen around 4% of the $16 million in revenue that they were, you know, that they've made over the years. $16 million, they've only seen 4%. And then they say that they started to intentionally exclude the family from meetings and decisions. Once,
so basically, they're saying he stole their idea, and they got sidelined and totally reneged on the
Shark Tank,
the deal that they had arranged.
Right.
Okay, so if that's their allegation, I mean, where do we stand?
Well,
in terms of the law, is it's an actual lawsuit that's been filed?
Well, no, they don't have a lawsuit yet. It doesn't seem like, but they, according to this lawyer, there have been repeated attempts to give the Bakers, the family, the ability to correct their violations. And that is the spokesperson and the lawyer for the Shark Tank dude. But I don't know what kind of, you know, we're not knowing right now. They just want a restraining order against them.
Weird.
So we don't know
what
he claims
order?
They did
oh, he
wrong.
Wants, they want a restraining order, like leave us alone. Or leave me
no,
alone.
The Shark Tank guy wants a restraining order against.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he wants them to leave him alone.
Right.
But like, I already gave you whatever.
An opportunity. And I don't know the ins and outs of what he claims happened. But just in general, would you want this guy back on Shark Tank if he has this going on?
No, and I don't watch the show enough to know. about this guy? Like, do we have any idea if he's done stuff like this before?
No, and I've I'm a mega Shark Tank fan. So okay, Chad. Anything that's done on television during the show, them going back and forth, none of that is legally binding at all. That is 100% just a negotiation for the fun of television. Once they get done and they say, okay, this is what we'll do, they then step aside.
They can totally, I mean, they can totally renege on what they
do. It normally happens. Yeah, a lot of times you'll actually read. So we used to love watching Shark Tank, and then as soon as the episode gets done or that segment gets done, you go online to figure out, okay, what are they worth now? And so many times when I would do that, I'd go look and be like, they never actually came to an agreement. We saw an agreement on television for the entertainment standpoint.
Sure.
Well, but then when that's shady.
So the idea that they changed the terms, that's not surprising at all.
Okay.
But whatever they did decide on is definitely written in a contract. And
so Damon, that's where you'll need to look to see what was actually agreed on.
Yes. Got and it. Damon John is a half of a billion dollar dude who created FUBU. I don't think, and he's made a lot of money from being on Shark Tank. I don't think some random rib company, he's going to risk his entire reputation and all of this.
That's a good
just
point.
Because of one little deal here. So I'm sure there was something in the terms that either they didn't realize or they didn't fully understand. Or I don't know what happened there.
Okay.
Maybe I'm giving the, you know, the benefit of the doubt to the guy. I like because
yeah,
I
no,
like him on
the show
but
so I'm here to I'm here for it. I am just on their website, Bubba's Boneless Ribs. $49 for a boneless rack of ribs.
Wow. Now if you look at the amount of money, like it's $16 million since 2013. So that's actually I guess it's some good money. I'm just trying to think of in terms over a 10-year period, if $16 million is something that is like, okay, that is a large chunk of money in the world of having a, you know, franchise business or whatever they're doing.
Yeah, like I don't know, but I imagine if you created a product and all of a sudden $16 million is made and you feel like you got screwed in the process, I imagine you do, you know, start firing off letters and threatening legal action because you feel like maybe some, you know, even if everything was above board contractually, it's easy to understand where you could feel like you got the short end of the stick.
Right, because they said they've only seen 4% of the $16
million. Yeah.
Which I'm not, it's Friday
afternoon. But that could be, to Mike's point, it could be that they just got involved in a really bad business deal, meaning they, you know, signed over too much of their right without. And again, I don't know.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Either, but yeah.
Yeah.
But you could see where that has probably happened in the past where somebody gets caught up in a deal that maybe didn't work for them in the long run.
Yeah.
Or the deal they thought they had was not the deal they actually had.
Yeah.
But again, if that is the case and they were misled or at the, you know, at worst taken advantage of, you'd hope that at some point legal action would.
I hope that they would
ensue.
Try to file a lawsuit if they felt like they were wronged. Also, in addition to this, Rastelli Food Group also filed a temporary restraining order against the bakers.
Oh, okay.
So I just want to know what is physically happening. Are they walking into the
building? Like, where's our
going,
money?
Where's our money? And they won't leave the lobby? Or I'm just trying to figure out, like, restraining orders. Are you coming to the guy's home?
Well, even if it's just contacting them on the phone, right?
Oh.
Or letter. I mean, it could be all sorts of interactions and communications that they don't want to have anymore. That seems like a move, though.
Yeah.
You know, like restraining order.
So apparently this was an LA Times article that the bakers kind of chatted with, and they posted this article, and then Damon John posted a 3.5-minute video kind of rebutting exactly what they were saying on Twitter and TikTok and other forms of social media, and then it's just kind of been a he said, she said since then, and that's what's the back and forth.
That's frustrating.
Oh, so if they're doing TikTok videos, I'm sure that's included now. I don't know the ins and outs of restraining orders, but I'm like, cease and desist, is that included in, I don't know. Wow. Well, I'm sure we won't hear the last of this, that we haven't heard the last of this, that we will continue to hear more about this as the story develops.
Interesting story, nonetheless. Makes me want to watch more Shark Tank. But then I always feel like, do you ever watch Mike and you go, oh, I should have invented that.
Oh, yeah.
I have a whole list in my phone that's ridiculous.
I should have. Things you invented, Dawn?
No, the things that I have ideas for. It goes on and on and on and on. It's in my notes.
Give me an idea. What are we doing? Or do you not like to give your ideas away for
free? I've decided not to talk about them.
Okay, good.
It's probably smart. Idea.
I'll tell you during the commercial break.
When we come back, we are actually going to talk about a song that, well, I can't wait for. Not because I think it's going to be a hit, because I think it's going to be it's either going to be a hit or a hot mess.
Oh, right.
And I'm still here for it regardless. Two of my favorite performers are coming together to do a song, or they actually have, right, Dawn?
They have. We
and
just
gonna
it's going to be released next week, but they have given us a sample.
We're going to play that sample and we'll tell you who that's for when we return right here on My Talk. Let's all get in the car this weekend and go somewhere fun. Maybe you did that last weekend, or maybe it's on the schedule for the next couple weeks, months, you name it. Summer is a perfect time to get in the car and see the country. In fact, I got an Instagram message from a listener who said, I am just about to be home from a month-long road trip that started with Boulevard. Yep, that's right, because she knew, as I do, that the best place to start a road trip is with Boulevard Auto Works. You bring in your car, make sure it's in tip-top shape to take whatever the road throws its way. This summer, really any time of year, Tom and his team over in St. Anthony, by the way, they've been there for over four decades, know exactly what they're doing, and most importantly, they're not going to take you for a ride. They're going to explain in perfectly plain English exactly what's going on with your vehicle, what they can do for it, and you'll be very pleased as a result. And you'll also love the service, because they're just a great team. BLVDAutoWorks.com. Start your road trip season today. Tell them Bradley sent you.
Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. It's kind of funny that, well, some people might think it isn't funny that we're talking about Satan again.
Why?
The same 3-hour show. All it is that
still here.
This singer is going to get together with this other singer who likes to sort of dress up as Satan sometimes, and that would be Sam Smith.
Yes, my favorite.
And Madonna, who were like, of course Madonna is going to do. And the name of their song that we'll be releasing next week is Vulgar.
Okay.
So that's on June 9th. That'll be next Thursday. If you are a huge Madonna fan.
I knew they were doing a song together. I didn't know what it was called. And in the notes, you wrote Vulgar. And I thought, God, Dawn, that's kind of judgy.
Like, I am so
It's so vulgar.
I don't think I've ever used that word in normal life to describe anything. But I wanted to take a listen. If you are listening to the podcast right now, I apologize. It's in the show links so that you can actually listen to it. But we, of course, have to take it out. So this is just the intro of the song Vulgar.
Okay. It's very repeaty.
It's very Madonna, yeah. Right? It has like a Middle Eastern type of a sound to it, because Madonna always has to go to other places.
Yeah.
You know, she likes to go to other places.
Yeah.
In her songs.
I think we call that cultural appropriation.
Yes. But that's what I was trying to say.
That's par for the course.
Right. And then we have Sam Smith, who also likes to push buttons. Do you want to
wear pasties?
True. Do you want to listen to Madonna's verse first? I think we should listen to her verse first. And it's just like 15 seconds, but I want you to pay attention to the words.
Got it. Oh, I kind of like it. But I'm going to split your banana. Yes. What does that even mean?
I don't know. It sounds painful.
It does.
I don't want.
Well, then I thought maybe she said spit your banana.
Yeah, and that's when I got scared. So I listened to it a couple times. It is split your banana.
Okay.
Which seems like some stupid cheer that you do, like in seventh grade.
Banana split.
We're going to split your banana. You know? It's just kind of weird. Okay, and so I personally.
That's nasty.
What do you think of it? First of all,
I kind of like it. It's giving me a little. Well, I'm sure it's going to be really extra, but
yeah,
you know, why not?
I can't wait to see the video. Extra.
All right.
Here's Sam Smith's part. And I actually like this better.
I mean, I can already see the TikTok videos.
Yes. He is, of course, British.
Volga.
And she is not. But I noticed
she has a noted Britophile.
She
likes to use a British accent.
Which she did in her Volga. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Volga.
Volga.
And that's also, Britney Spears does that too. She likes the fake British accent.
That's fine. It's fine.
That's fine.
So, says someone who uses it on the daily.
So she hasn't had a hit in a decade.
Yeah. You know, it's.
Ooh, you're holding.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Back.
No, I when you want your art, your favorite artist, she's not my favorite artist, but when you want an artist you love to just do the music that you want them to do, you can't do that with Madonna, because that's not how Madonna works. And a lot of other artists are like that too. They don't perform for our expectations, but at the same time, you love them for a reason, so you want them to do the thing you love, right? So it's kind of a catch 22. You just, at this age of, or a stage in my life, I'm just resigned to like, okay, whatever you think I should hear, Madonna. That's fine. That's real good. Okay. Great job. Keep it up.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'd have to hear the whole song.
You really have to do the weird outfits, though.
Yeah.
But again, it's not for me. She's not doing it for me.
She isn't doing it for you. And this is on brand for her. Mm-hmm. I would say that. I mean, it's
very low stakes. I mean, or I should say, it just also seems very not vulgar. Again, which is just hilarious, right? Like, these two are kind of, they try real hard, but it's like, it's not really that edgy, vulgar. Right.
And the whole, like,
you're gonna split me like a banana.
No, she's gonna split your banana.
Oh yeah, no, that's right, she's gonna split my banana, which again,
I don't like that.
Sounds like an injury.
It hurts so bad. I don't like it. Maybe peel your banana.
Well, but that would be a good thing, right? Like, I'm gonna peel your banana, but split it? No.
Can we hear Madonna's verse again?
Yeah,
of course we can. Here you go.
But I like this.
Vulgar.
Who is she talking about? Like, she's like, we are sexy. Which, when you say you're sexy, isn't sexy to say.
Yeah.
We're sexy and we're free and we do what we want and we're vulgar.
You guys know the group Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
Yes.
You know Welcome to Pleasure Dome? It kind of gives me, hold on.
Hey, I can definitely.
They're the same group that did Relax, but that also has that same, like, vibe to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, next Thursday, we'll be able to sample the whole thing.
I would love if Britney just showed up on this track. That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Just drops a beat, because she likes to do the fake British accent, too. Spit your banana. No, split your banana.
Banana. Vulgar.
I know what you wanna. Vulgar.
Do you think that Jamie will like this?
Oh, my God. Jamie will love it and hate it at the same time, because it's just where we're at with Madonna.
He's
right
more
now.
Of a Madonna fan.
Oh, he is the Madonna fan.
Okay, the. Yeah. Okay.
Nothing rises to that level of fandom.
Oh, boy.
Bizarre. Okay. Anyway, love him. I'm kidding. When we come back, oh, God, scabies and ticks. It's my tick 107, but we have to talk about scabies in relation to Azalea Banks.
A little blind spot.
Hey guys, Bradley here with great news from my friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas. Not only do select Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades qualify for a U.S. federal tax credit of up to $1,200, but you can save even more money with rebates on Duet Honeycomb Shades with PowerView Automation now through July 31st. Get a $150 rebate when you buy four Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades with PowerView Automation and receive a $38 rebate for each additional unit with PowerView. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Now is the time to take advantage of some major credits and rebates. Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades are amazing and available in many fabrics, including light filtering, room darkening, and blackout shading options. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins today and let their experts help you through every step of the process, or check them out online at littleblindspot.com. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. Happy Friday. Thank you for joining us. If you missed any of the show, you can go back and listen to our podcasts at mytalk1071.com. And, of course, find out about all of our events that we have going on this summer and so many more fun things.
How did you come across stinkholes, girl?
Oh, yeah. Anything about stinkholes, too, you can find there as well under the name Bradley Trainer. Okay, Bradley.
You're the one who talked about stinkholes.
Oh, no. I was talking about sinkholes. You said stinkholes. Okay. What is going on with Azalea Banks?
Well, she is afraid
she's concerned.
Taylor Swift's going to get scabies. And I saw that headline and thought, what? Azalea, what? But oddly, I feel like we need to have a conversation. So this was this story. We haven't gotten to this. This is actually an old story.
No, but we never talked about it.
There
were things in there that were sensitive that I thought, oh.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, some other thing that she said that she needs to reserve her for better opportunities.
Like her lady parts or something?
Her lady parts, but the way she described them.
Oh, okay.
Is something that I can't say.
I just honed in on the scabies. She basically implied that Taylor was going to get scabies from Matt Healy. And I'm not going to read the full thing. She says, Taylor, this guy is going to give you scabies. He's not on the level of powerful blank you worked hella hard to build. Ugh, so many much cooler people in music to work with. You really should. You should really tap James Mercer from the Shins. He's honestly one of the best lyricists ever. Yes, Taylor Swift with Black Wave Australia by the Shins vibe is the tea, sis. As she goes on. But basically, she doesn't approve of Matt Healy, which, you know, there's been a lot of conversation. We actually had a conversation about Taylor Swift dating Matt Healy because, of course, Matt Healy is problematic for a number of reasons. I mean, you can just Google it and read about it. And among other things, Nazi salutes are not generally something I think Taylor Swift wants to tie herself to. But here we are.
There's a movement. There's a hashtag movement.
What's the hashtag?
Speak up now.
Oh.
It's her fans that are saying, you need to speak up.
Oh, yeah, that's
because
right. You told us about
that. Are involved in this, and you don't want to be associated with somebody who does these things because he talked a lot about on a podcast.
Huh?
What? You just read the thing that I wouldn't say, didn't you?
Rhymes with smoochy. And she called it a smoochy mountain.
Smoochy mountain, yes. Yeah.
Talking about climbing the Smoochy Mountain. Anyway, what were you saying before I got distracted by Smoochy?
Smoochy Mountain.
Okay.
Okay. I was saying that he made some terrible remarks on a podcast describing something that he was doing and what he was watching that is totally foul.
So, like, but again, she's not the only one who's saying this. This was just a delightful,
honest moment.
She was having some thoughts and opinions, and I wanted to honor them. but regardless, this is a conversation that's going to continue because it's out there, right? Like the idea that if here's where I'm all in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. I like some of her music, but I'm just not like a huge whatever.
Yeah.
It's neither here nor there. It's not a judgment. Like, it's not that I don't like her. But we talk about Taylor Swift in the context of her publicity machine, right? And her public-facing persona. And dating seems to be a very important part of that.
Oh,
for her fans.
Huge.
For her project, for her music, her song, her art, right? So, like, you do have to believe, even the least cynical among us, that some sort of calculation about who she's dating is going to go into who she finds herself with.
Right.
Like, because she knows the way the world is going to react to any choice that she makes. And maybe it's just a case of with Matt Healy where she doesn't care what other people think. And great. Awesome. But you are a public figure who has made a name for yourself in part on the art you create as a result of the relationships you have. So it is not beyond the pale for people to be curious about, be interested in, or critical of the people you date, right?
Right. Yeah.
So that's the conversation I'm here for. So I think it's valid then to have a conversation about Matt Healy and the things that he has publicly said and done.
Yeah, I wonder how long this relationship is going to last. I mean, she is doubling down. When she's in love, she loves to be in love. And she is just, I'm happier than I've ever been. So stop talking about this. She kind of has said that. She hasn't said stop talking about it, but I think that that's her way of saying, don't worry about me. I'm actually really happy. And if you want your favorite person in the world, me, Taylor Swift, to be happy,
then shut up.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
So,
and she has like overtly said those things.
Absolutely. It was during her concert that was a complete downpour. I don't remember.
Like, trust
where it was.
Me, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
like, but is that enough, or is that naive?
Well, people, her fans don't think that's enough, especially the people that are involved in the Speak Up Now. Like, you cannot associate yourself with this kind of person who is okay with this kind of behavior and just go on with your life. You're actually have a lot of influence, and if you don't say anything about this, then you're okaying it. You're basically,
which I don't know that that's all. Like, I don't know that that's a legitimate or fair criticism,
right?
But it's an understandable one in that the world we live in. You understand that people are going to have that. I'm not saying she, like, for my own part, and I don't think you're saying this, or I think you're saying the same thing. Is that that it is not for her to defend his, you know, opinions or beliefs.
Yeah.
But I think it is okay to question, do you support this? Because I think when you're dating someone, people want to know, like, does that attract you to that person? Like, yeah. I think those are valid interests that people have. Like, it's okay to ask that question. Yeah. She doesn't have to answer it, though. No. Or she could just say, Nunya.
Right.
But again, don't be surprised then if the army creates hashtags.
Because
you have curated, right? Like, she does curate a relationship with her fans that goes to the next level.
Which I would, you know, I don't remember. I honestly do not remember what the politics were, but she did tell people how to vote at one point. And that's where I feel like she kind of crossed the line, whether I believe in what she was saying or not. It's just, you went there about morality and what people should do. So now people are saying, but look what you're doing. And if she's like, stay out of my business, I think that that was a fair, you know,
yeah,
you
it's fair.
Back and,
but
and go,
she,
hey,
and she could literally just say, you know, I'm not him. He's an adult and I don't condone or believe this. Do you believe the same thing and advocate for the same things that, you know, everyone you involve yourself with does? Like, I think, and that was not a very artful way of doing it, but I think she could respond. I don't think she will, because that would then make her look like she was, you know, attacking her fans or.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think she just hopes it'll go away eventually.
Yeah. Or she's not that long for this world. Like, she's not considered, you know what I mean?
Oh.
No, I don't mean he's going to die. I'm saying metaphorically in her life. Like, they're not.
Oh, how are you?
Bye.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
He called the devil for his career.
We just all, like, when it comes down to it, like I hate bringing up politics. Set that aside. Set aside, like, judging her for being with the person. We just don't know why she isn't super grossed out like we are.
Yeah, but that's why I don't think you need to lay all that other stuff aside. Like, we don't need to share our opinions about it or, like, get deep into it. But I think most people can say, like,
ew.
Like, that doesn't jibe with the Taylor Swift that we know. So what does she know that we don't? Right? I think that's the better question. Like, hey, Taylor, because I don't think Taylor is one to throw Nazi salutes at concerts to make a political point. Right? Like, and I don't think the argument was that he was being anti-Semitic or being supportive of those beliefs. He was using that as a form of irony, which to me is still a really irresponsible thing to do and something that I wouldn't choose to do. But I don't think that people would believe Taylor supports that. But at the same time,
I think what they're focusing on is not that. They're focusing on what kind of porn he watches that he was very open about.
That, all that stuff.
That is that. That is what they're talking about, because it's
violent.
Okay. It is violent against people of color. I'll just say it like that.
Okay.
And it's awful.
Okay.
And so there were people there to corroborate and tell this story about how they walked in on him watching this stuff. And he, on a podcast, was joking around about it. Mm. And they were like, ha, ha, ha. And it's like, okay, that's a true story, apparently, and you think that's funny, and that's what you're into? That's what people are really upset about.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, I can, like, the Nazi salute thing, of course, yes. He was talking about Kanye at the time and trying to tell some type of a story and then ended up doing that in it, talking about Kanye. And then we got the other thing.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's irresponsible to even, like, that, yes. All of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I'm just saying that even in using it for irony's purposes, it's still inappropriate. Yeah. And I don't think that's something that Taylor Swift would align herself with, which is what I think is causing this disconnect, in addition to all the stuff that you just said and a bunch of other things. Because I know I've read other things about, you know, inappropriate, like racially insensitive comments that he's made in the past. And that, again, the reason people, I think, are so reacting so strongly to that is because that's not who Taylor Swift portrays herself to be.
And if
and seemingly wouldn't align herself, because to your previous point, she has spoken out politically about things and made a moral argument. And so I think it is okay for her fans to call that out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we should expect at any moment that Taylor Swift is going to show up to defend her feelings for him.
Yeah, it's just so unfortunate. I mean, I say, like, if you were a business, you would not work with that person anymore. And you are a business.
Yeah, it's true.
Your name is
You're
a business.
You're absolutely right. Well, so, maybe she will.
Well, I have learned that she just has, we found out that Forbes listed her as having $740 million now, which makes her the second richest woman in music behind Rihanna, who has $1.4 billion. Why aren't we talking about Rihanna as much, if not twice as much as Taylor Swift?
Yeah, well, because she's not really doing much. She's just making money.
Okay.
I mean, because I think a lot of that is her business. Fenty.
That's the Fenty brand, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Most of that is made outside of music.
Okay. All right. Well.
Get into cosmetics and
lingerie. Oh my God. I'm surprised
Taylor Swift. Lingerie.
I'm surprised, actually, that Taylor Swift hasn't, like, broken out into a brand.
She doesn't have any brands, does she? I tried to look that up today, thinking, like, okay.
She doesn't need to at this point, right? Like, I could see it at some point that her career, I mean, it's kind of like Rihanna, right? Rihanna's not making music, but she doesn't need to anymore because she's got this other side business now.
Sure.
That's, like, totally
and
raking
kids,
it
in. And kids, and, you know, she's busy as a mom, too.
When
you can't do both.
What?
Not that you can't do both.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you can't do
I
both.
Didn't
I
want
was like,
angry moms to come
what?
After me.
When we come back, it's game time. It's Friday, which means we're playing a game together. Mike's spinning that roulette wheel. We'll find out what game we're playing when we return right here on Mike.
It's Dawn McClain for Livia Weight Control Centers. You guys, this is the last day for this deal. It's the premier all-access offer. You get 50% off plus a free gift now when you mention me or my talk. So you've heard me talk about Livia a lot. Summertime is here and they want you to have fun in the sun. They want to make the most out of our beautiful summer days with you with a doctor recommended personalized nutrition plan. And they want to help you along the way because they have teams of experts that they're just amazing. When you go into any Livia center, you know that they're on your side and they're here to help. I lost about 30 pounds with Livia 5 years ago. I'm still maintaining that weight loss because of what I learned with Livia. So do not wait. I'm telling you, this ends today. Call today or go to their website, Livia.com. That's Livea.com. 855-GO-LIVIA. Once again, this is the 50% off plus a free gift. Call now. The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. Oh, gosh, it's such a beautiful Friday. Thank you for being here.
And hey, now.
We can't wait to have a meeting right after this.
Yeah, who schedules a meeting for Friday in the afternoon?
I'm just kidding. No, we really,
no,
we really do.
Kidding,
we're not
actually.
Kidding. Anyway, but it is for something pretty cool that we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to Mike. Mike has a game for us with Game Show Roulette.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
Yes, we've got a game, and of course it is Friday, which means we're going to be playing together. So we'll spin the wheel and see which fun way we'll send ourselves off into the weekend with. With a game that...
It better be fun, Mike, or I'm going to be really bummed.
They always are. Oh, yes. One of our Friday favorites. It's Pyramid.
Oh,
$60,000.
don't think that one ever existed, but we'll go with
Look,
it. Sure.
It's in my head.
Okay, that's cool. 25,000. I think they did 64 at one 10, point. $100,000. I don't know if it was ever 60, but it's okay. We'll do
I
it.
I just like 60. It's a round number.
We're playing the winner's circle. Everyone's seen Pyramid, I'm sure, at one time.
Yeah.
But after you win, you go to the winner's circle and you try to climb up the pyramid of answers to get either that prize of 25 or $100,000 or whatever. There you go. Who wants to deliver the clues first and who wants to receive?
I would like to be Betty White today, so
okay.
Don, I'll go first.
You're going to deliver.
There yeah. you go.
You better deliver.
No one delivers
so
like Betty White.
So what do I do again?
You're going to flip over that list, and there's going to be six different things, and you're going to try to get Don to describe what they are. So this might be, you know, things that are the color red.
But you don't have a limit on how many words.
Nope, that's a different game. That's 25 or less.
So I can just say, like, so I have a... I'm trying to get her to say these words.
You're trying to get what they are. So they might be like... Things,
like describe things.
Describe things at a amusement park. You might say roller coaster.
So
or whatever.
I say to her roller coaster, mm-hmm. whatever, and she says things at amusement.
Yes.
Park.
Now the one thing they do frown upon using your hands in this game. They also frown
upon rhymes
and going words like that or opposites.
Okay. Like smoochy.
Give it a whirl, and Bradley, when you start your first clue, I'll start the timer. You've got a minute to run through all six of these.
Okay.
You can do it.
All right, here we go.
Can you do that noise again? There you go. Okay.
Are you going to isolate that?
I'm going to try to.
Jerk.
Are we ready?
Yeah. We're ready.
Dishes. Underpants.
Things in a home?
Mud piles.
Oh.
Cars.
A junkyard. A dump.
Dishes. Underpants.
Clean things. Cleaning... pass.
Dish, okay. Bread. Corn on the cob.
Picnic items. Things at 4th of
potato.
July.
Baked potato.
Okay. These are things you eat at a county fair. Things you eat in the summer.
Potato. Corn on the cob. Yummy.
Oh, gosh. Things at...
Can I use other words?
Yep.
Like, so, like, I like this on corn on the cob?
Butter.
There you go.
Okay.
Cake, brownies, cookies.
Desserts.
This is the way the cookie...
Crumbles.
A chain, a seat, handlebars, light, tires.
A bike.
Things on a bicycle, yeah. That was a good... That was a warm-up.
That first one was real weird.
Panties.
Dishes, panties, and a mud pile?
You just went the wrong way with it. You got stuck on
clean things.
They're dirty things.
Oh, dirty things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dirty underpants.
Dirty dishes, dirty underwear.
A car.
Dirty mud pile.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
We got two.
You got
two. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think I got three.
Yeah, bicycle was
Oh,
right
yeah, you
there.
Did get three.
Good job.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So are you ready, Don,
sure.
to do your best delivering these clues? Okay. Again, we're playing pyramid, trying to run right up the pyramid. Go ahead and flip it over and get started when you're ready.
Okay. You better do this thing if you have to study.
Read a book.
You better do this thing if you're having a wedding.
A plan.
There you go.
Things you got to plan.
Yes. There are grass and seeds and
things
flowers.
Things that grow. Things in your
in
garden.
In this area that doesn't have trees.
Plant
but
some
it's a
stuff.
Nature area.
Your lawn. Backyard.
It's probably going to have
forest.
Corn in it.
Oh, a field.
Yes. Okay. Have sex. Sleep.
In bed.
You're gonna cash this thing.
Check.
There you go.
You can kill these things and it's real fun. Deer.
People you don't like. What?
No. Deer, pheasant.
Animals.
Turkey. There's a season for it.
Hunting season.
Yes. There's a caveman carries this.
A club.
Mm-hmm. You got there! Yay!
Yay!
Did we get it?
Six! Yay! You did it! Oh my gosh, I'm a terrible guesser. That's what it comes down to.
I think I said crap. I had crap clues.
Did I violate any of the rules?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I did?
Well, the final one is someone who carries a club, and you said, a caveman carries this.
Oh, someone who carries a club.
So it would have been like caveman, golfer, whatever. It's okay, though.
Oh,
we're fine. We're just having some fun.
I just went to club, and I'm like, okay.
Saw the last word and said, okay, how can I get him to say this one word?
Yeah. That's kind of hard.
It is hard.
But it's fun.
They don't give $100,000 away to anybody. You gotta.
This will change my life. If I get it.
Oh, that's right.
That was my answer that was apparently very low.
You want to do one more quick?
Yes.
Okay, who's giving this the final one?
I'm going to redeem myself, Dawn. All right. You're going to get it to win it. You're going to get all six of these, okay?
Yes.
All right. We ready to do this?
Yeah.
Oh, I just realized there's a double, so this first one's going to be kind of easy. Have fun.
Oh.
What?
Read the first one.
What do you mean?
Oh. I thought, okay, we'll start the timer when you want to start giving clues.
Just don't worry about it. Just go.
Okay. Things that are, that you cash it.
A check.
That's what I meant. You just did that one.
Okay.
Oh.
Keep going.
An instrument, their voice, a paintbrush.
Music, artists.
There you go.
A movie, a subway, a raffle,
contest, a ticket. You get a ticket.
Great clues.
A chair, a Barca lounger.
On. There you go.
Okay. God, I couldn't even say something naughty. Chapters, sentences, paragraphs.
Oh, things in a book.
There you go.
Menu, plates, food.
In a restaurant.
Boom!
Yeah!
Wow!
You guys are
crushing it.
We're splitting it.
Okay.
Nicely
we're splitting it.
Done.
Wow.
I want to say thanks, you said.
You want to do that one again?
I wanted just to be say dirtier this time.
Gross. You're being Madonna's song right now.
Split you like a banana. Or no, split your banana. Split your banana.
Yes.
And I don't even think you cheated at all in that second one. That was perfect.
No,
that was good. For the third one. Nicely done.
Good job, John.
Proud of you guys.
Oh, well, thanks, Mike.
So, no problem. How much did we get?
We're splitting $100,000.
$6.
$6.
$6 and some crumble cookies. Because you guys, there's like two cakes and four boxes of crumble cookies downstairs in the cafeteria.
I know, and we've been so good today, haven't we, Bradley?
We didn't eat anything naughty.
We haven't had anything.
Except for those chips, but just
a few chips. Come on now.
Mike, thank you for a wonderful week
of
fun.
And you're going to have a great weekend.
I'm going to have a pretty fun weekend.
Yes, you
are.
You
want to tell us about it?
It's my bachelor party.
Yeah! Strippers! Dawn ordered the strippers. I ordered the
potato salad.
Chips. Because I feel like there's going to be gambling.
Yeah. Potato salad and strippers.
Okay, that is a bad
That's
combo.
A country bachelor party.
You want some potato salad?
Things you can sit on.
Goodbye!
Bye! Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Up next, Lori and Julia.